For some young people, foster care can bring up bad memories. But for others, it was a beginning, a door to a new life. Here's Dayton Youth Radio Project Coordinator Basim Blunt to introduce today's story.
The student's name is Treasure, Treasure Brents. Just let that sink in and you'll already have a feel for her personality. Here's her story.
My grandma named me after a main character in the movie Stranger Inside. My grandma said that the character was so sweet and had a beautiful name. So I was named Treasure. To me, my name plays a big part in my life. It's something I feel like I have to live up to. Maybe I can write a book telling my story about my childhood and how it turned me into the person I am today. I come from sort of a big family. My mom and dad had 4 kids. I'm the youngest one. When I was about 9 years old, me and my mom were sitting in our kitchen. I remember her telling me about her first pregnancy being the only one she'd planned. She tells me that when she got pregnant for the 4th time, that she didn't want another child. So she was going to get an abortion. But when she got to the clinic, it was closed. Like, damn. If she had gone the day before, then I wouldn't be here telling my story. You know, growing up was never easy for me. We didn't always have food in our fridge. My parents would always argue, and I'd just cry because I hated seeing them so angry. They wasted their money on mostly alcohol or materialistic things. Like, my mom would buy a bunch of purses and collect them, while my dad had to buy the biggest flat-screen TV for our living room. Even though my mom worked and my dad worked, there was never enough money for all 4 of us. So, we got evicted. When we got evicted from our house in Coleraine, we had to move closer to the downtown area of Cincinnati. I remember the last house we lived in as a family. It had dark red bricks on the outside, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a huge backyard, and a basement. But my favorite part was the big fireplace in the living room. Even though we never once lit it, it just made me feel welcome. The house was on a street called Memory Lane, which is kind of funny considering we made a lot of memories there. It was the very first time we had celebrated Christmas as a family. My mom took us to the dollar store and we bought this big stocking and a bunch of stuff to put in it and hung it on the outside of our front door. We bought lights and ornaments to put up on the tree. And then, just like so many other times, we were evicted. It's pretty obvious that I didn't have the picture-perfect childhood, and a lot of you are probably feeling a little sorry for me right now. But don't, because it got me where I am today. I got a second chance. Because I was in and out of the foster care system, I was taken in by a family, and I'm still with them today. When I hear my classmates grumble about their A- or being grounded, I just roll my eyes. I know that I cannot afford to flunk out of college. You see, I understand the value of education and what not having one can do to your life. The reason I say this is because in this area, in this neighborhood, with this school, like, people have money, they can afford the basic things, you know, food, clothes, tissue paper, shampoo, like, freaking soap. Welcome to poverty. If you're missing the basic necessities in life, then, like, you're screwed. Like, and that's just how I was, like, I was missing the little, small, basic things that we needed, so. That's why my childhood wasn't all that great. Yet I'm still here, like, I'm still standing, I'm still in high school, I didn't drop out, which is why I will change the world, invent something, create a positive movement, start a business, I don't know anything. I'm trying every day. Struggle isn't always bad. I mean, without pain, how would we ever really know joy? Everything works out in the end. And if it doesn't work out, well, then it's not the end. For Dayton Youth Radio at Centerville High School, this is Treasure Brents.
That's a story entitled I'm Walking Here. Written and produced by Treasure Brents, a senior at Centerville High School. Special thanks to Trisha Raypock. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.